Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1317, Chronotypes, Sleep, and Productivity by Sarah Lindberg with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I love reading from Healthline.com because everything they say is backed by actual scientific studies, which is what I'm all about. So let's hear what Sarah Lindberg has to say about chronotypes, sleep, and productivity, and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Chronotypes, Sleep, and Productivity by Sarah Lindberg with Healthline.com. Whether you stumble into bed before the sun goes up or rise with the roosters, most of us can identify with a specific sleep type or chronotype, even if we've never called it that. Broken down into 4 categories, your chronotype shows you when to sleep based on your internal clock. It also gives you insight into all of your main daily activities, such as eating, working, exercising, and socializing. What are chronotypes? A chronotype is a person's circadian typology, or the individual differences in activity and alertness in the morning and evening. Ava Cohen, a certified sleep science coach from Kansas Sleep, states, quote, "Knowing your chronotype may help you understand how your internal clock works and how you can synchronize it with your daily activities and duties to use your time most efficiently," end quote. In particular, Cohen says your chronotype defines your peak productivity times, allowing you to plan your day wisely. Chronotypes. Most research breaks chronotypes into morning type, evening type, or neither. Some describe 4 types with the names bear, wolf, lion, and dolphin. The bear chronotype. Most people fall under the category of a bear chronotype. This means their sleep and wake cycle goes according to the sun. Cohen says bear chronotypes wake easily and typically fall asleep with no problem. Productivity seems best before noon, and they're prone to the post-lunch dip between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. The wolf chronotype. This chronotype often has trouble waking up in the morning. In fact, Cohen says wolf chronotypes feel more energetic when they wake up at noon, especially since their peak productivity starts at noon and ends about 4 hours later. Wolf types also get another boost around 6 p.m. and find they can get a lot done while everyone else is done for the day. The lion chronotype. According to Cohen, quote, "They may easily wake up before dawn and are at their best up until noon," end quote. Typically, lion types wind down in the evening and end up falling asleep by 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. The dolphin chronotype. If you have trouble following any sleep schedule, then you may be a dolphin. According to Cohen, quote, they often don't get enough sleep due to their sensitivity to different disturbing factors like noise and light, end quote. The good news? They have a peak productivity window from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is a great time to get things done. Benefits. Being able to identify your chronotype can give you insight into your sleep and wake cycles, as well as peak productivity times. The benefits include 1. Helps you understand when you fall asleep. Evening chronotypes typically have sleep patterns timed 2 to 3 hours later than morning chronotypes, according to an older study by trusted source. 2. Helps you track eating habits. Knowing your chronotype may also help you track eating habits. One review looked at the connection between chronotype, diet, and cardiometabolic health. They found that an evening chronotype, such as wolves, is associated with a lower intake of fruits and vegetables and a higher intake of energy drinks, alcoholic, sugary, and caffeinated beverages, as well as high energy intake from fat. And 3, helps you understand the connection between sleep-wake time and mental health. Another review found a connection between a number of adverse mental health outcomes, such as depression, for people who have a preference for an evening chronotype compared to those who identify with a morning chronotype. What's my chronotype? You can find more about your chronotype by taking a quiz. There are some available, such as the Power of When quiz. This one is based on Dr. Bruce's book, The Power of When. Then there's the MEQ self-assessment. MEQ is the Morningness Eveningness questionnaire, and it's another inventory you can take to help determine your sleep type. And finally, there's the Auto MEQ. You can also use the automated version of the MEQ. According to one study, your chronotype depends on several factors, including genetics, environment, age, and sex. Researchers also reported that older adults identify more with a morning chronotype, while teens and younger adults tend to fit the evening type. When it comes to gender differences, they found that males are more inclined to be associated with an evening chronotype, which may be due to endocrine factors. How to apply this information? Identifying and understanding your chronotype and sleep cycles can help you maximize your wake time and sleep better at night. Dr. Nate Watson, sleep score advisor and co-director of the University of Washington Medicine Sleep Center, says when it comes to sleep and chronotypes, the majority of people are neither morning or evening type. In other words, they fall into the neither category. This means their sleep shouldn't be affected. However, he does point out that people who are evening types will desire a later bedtime and rise time than morning types. While chronotypes are mostly fixed, Watson does say that exposure to light in the morning may help an evening type fall asleep earlier, and exposure to light in the evening may help morning types go to sleep later. Additionally, Watson says evening type chronotypes may do best with careers that don't require an early start time in the morning or careers with flexibility regarding when the work gets done. And morning type chronotypes would do best working traditional hours. Watson states, quote, sleep is best if it occurs predominantly at night, regardless of chronotype. I recommend both chronotypes, morning and night, listen to their bodies and go to bed when they feel tired and arise when they feel rested, end quote. The takeaway. Getting a good night's sleep is essential to both your physical and mental health. Being able to identify and understand how your chronotype affects your sleep and wake time can help you maximize productivity, gain insight into your health, and learn new ways to increase the quality of your sleep. You just listened to the post titled Chronotypes, Sleep, and Productivity by Sarah Lindberg with Healthline.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love the names of the different sleep chronotypes. Since I'm an August baby, I was hoping that it would come full circle for me and I would fall under the lion chronotype. Alas, I am definitely not a lion when it comes to sleep patterns. Instead, like most people, I'm definitely a bear. Well, that is, that's how I am right now. That's because, as Sarah explained in the article, our chronotype is mostly fixed, but it can be changed. In fact, it changes as we age. We can also force the change by changing our exposure to light. And I should mention that none of these chronotypes should be labeled as good or bad. Instead, they just are what they are. In fact, studies are finding that adolescents and teens need more sleep. And it turns out that falling asleep later in the evening and sleeping through most of the morning may actually be beneficial within those age ranges. But again, as we get older, that changes, and that's okay too. So there's definitely a lot more research that needs to be done. But as Sarah said, we can use this information to help us maximize our potential. The more we know about our own health patterns, hopefully, the better we can be when we set goals for ourselves and we try and design a lifestyle that maximizes our potential. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here tomorrow on Easter Sunday, where your optimal life awaits.